Now let's hear what China's currency devaluation means for you and me, as in how could it impact American consumers? The World's Jason Margolis has that part of the story.
Here's a 7-second economics recap. A country devalues its currency to make its exports cheaper. Today, my American dollars can buy a little more Chinese-made stuff than they could on Monday. Makes sense? Assuming yes, let's meet with Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
I'm actually in my clothes closet. Keep in mind, it's the closet of a professor, so...
Meaning he's not exactly a fashion diva. His sentiment, not mine.
I keep my clothes until they fall apart.
Gordon's staples are blue jeans and shirts.
Start with some shirts. This one's from China. This one's from Pakistan. This one's from China.
Gordon's closet reflects trade statistics. China still dominates worldwide garments production, even as it's lost market share in recent years to Southeast Asian and South Asian nations. For someone who buys a lot of Chinese-made clothes, China's move this week could help.
Clothing is really price sensitive. If you buy your clothing anywhere from, say, Macy's on down to Walmart, it's sold mostly on price. So I think we will see prices go down.
Perhaps, if only 21st century global economics were quite so tidy.
Because only part of that made in China toy or made in China pair of jeans is actually made in China.
Lee Branstetter is a senior fellow with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He points out that the global supply chain is incredibly complex. Your Chinese jeans may be designed in Europe using U.S. cotton and Namibian copper for the brass buttons, and so on and so on. Same goes for something like the iPhone and other Chinese assembled electronics or solar panels. So Brandsetter says don't expect to see much cost savings this week. He adds that while devaluing a currency about 3% over a couple of days has been a jolt to the world's financial markets, it's still a small number in the grand scheme when it gets to our store shelves. Brandsetter says the real question is, do China's moves this week signal a fundamental shift in its exchange rate policy?
And I think it may. A rapid depreciation on the order of 10% or more, you know, could have a modest impact on trade flows over time.
Cornell University economist Ishwar Prasad agrees that the big news this week is what China is signaling. China's central bank says it will allow market forces to help determine the renminbi's value going forward. Paradoxically, that's what the U.S. and institutions like the International Monetary Fund have been asking the Chinese to do.
But they're very cleverly doing it at a time when it is convenient for them and not that convenient for the U.S. or for the rest of the world.
Not convenient if you're a manufacturer or worker in an industry that competes with China. Let's get back to our closets, though, and what this all means for U.S. consumers. And here's my question. What if you buy your clothes that aren't made in China? My pants are from Sri Lanka and my shirt is from Mauritius. Lee Branstetter says, I could get a discount too. Those nations are feeling the heat.
If China allows its currency to depreciate substantially, there will be quite significant pressure for them to do so as well.
But, and there's always a but when it comes to global economics, if our trade partners devalue their currencies, their consumers may not be able to afford our stuff. Then we might not be making enough money to afford their stuff. And, well, you get the picture. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.